This call will be recorded.
Thank you for calling Wayland's. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know. I'm kind of worn out. I just came off the tennis court.
Yeah? Who is it that I'm speaking to?
Joyce.
That's who I thought it was. So you just got done playing tennis, and you're a little worn out. You ran to get the phone, and it was just me. So you started laughing.
Yeah, well, what can I say? How's your world? Is it thawing out up there yet?
Yeah, and actually it was really beautiful yesterday, but today it's rainy and gray.
Mud.
Yeah.
Mud season.
Mud season is right, but, you know, I'll take this over all that
over
cold
4 feet
snow.
Of snow.
Yeah, well, and not even that. It was like, you know, single digits for like a full month.
I know.
And,
we even froze here, and you can't imagine the bushes that people lost.
Oh,
very unusual winter, yeah.
You said the bushes?
You know, landscaping, yeah. A lot of landscaping froze. That, you know, hasn't froze. It's, you know, we haven't had a cold snap that stayed as cold as it was for the length of time.
How cold did it get?
In other words, well, it got down 20-ish. But
oh,
it stayed there
wow.
for a long enough period of time. In other words, if it just goes down and then bounces up by, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, you don't usually get an issue. But it stayed down for several hours, you know, overnight more than once, and it just
took care
of business.
That makes me nervous for you guys, though, because you guys don't have heaters.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, you do?
Are you kidding? We have the best air conditioning in the world, and it's all reverse cycle.
Most
of us have heat pumps.
Oh,
we're
really?
Not in South Florida. We're in north central Florida. It's not unusual to get several frosts and light freezes.
Oh, okay. All right. So you do have heat. You just don't have to run it as often.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times you put it on for, like, you know, 10 minutes in the morning, take the chill off the house.
I understand. I'm looking.
I don't think we ran it hardly at all in the store.
Yeah.
That's the funny part, you know. Well, people are coming in with jackets, so.
Yeah. It's still, I thought all of Florida was just like, we don't even have heaters
tropical.
Here.
No. Even in Miami, they have reverse cycles.
Really? Okay, that's cool. I've been to Florida a bunch of times, right? And I know it can get cold. Last time I went to Florida, it was a long time ago, actually. It was maybe 10 years ago. I went to West Palm, and it was 60 and rainy the whole time I was there.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, this is not why I came here, but it was wintertime.
That's
very
unusual, yeah.
But it was very cold here, so I was
off. Today's like 85.
Nice. That's good. How was tennis? Did you win?
Yeah, well, it was a fun group. We play play and switch and play and switch. How was your show? Did you go to Colorado?
Yes. I didn't personally go, but we went. We did well. We had a lot of appointments set up there. I had I actually have a store that I work with that is right in Colorado Springs that we met with, and it went really well. But for all of us, it was great. And we actually have an event coming up here next month where it's a buying event meets a symposium almost. It's like being led by this CEO, a man named Raul Velasquez. He runs CEO mastermind groups. And
I get it, yeah.
So he's going to be leading a lot of our roundtable discussions. So we're ramping up for that, and that's going to be very cool. We're going to have a lot of our jewelers here for that. And, so that's
cool.
That's that.
Yeah. Well, you just keep doing what you're doing.
And that's absolutely correct. Now, how's business been for you guys? Have you been doing bridal calls? Are you even selling diamonds, or what's been keeping you busy?
You know, it's funny. We do more repair and custom. We're doing more and more custom.
Okay.
In fact, Cameron and Jennifer just took a CAD program, a week-long course, to improve their skills with that out at Stuller.
Oh, very cool.
And, you know, we're promoting that more than regular, you know what I mean. Regular sales are, you just don't know. It's not, we're coming into Easter is in, you know, what, eight or 9 days?
Yeah.
And a lot of people here leave for, you know, wherever it is they go in the north for the summer season. So it depends on how far up they go. You know, if it's still bad up there, then they'll hold off another little bit. But a lot of them do leave around April. So it gets quiet. But, you know, our area has grown. We went from... You know, what's the growth rate here? It's like huge, but it's in the older age group.
Okay.
So the growth rate has done very well in the county, but, you know, and we get our fair share of that. So more and more people are also staying.
But that's good.
They're not the ones that are, you know, they're the retired people. They're not buying wedding rings for the most part. They'll come in and buy... you know, a second marriage or a third marriage because one of them passes, things like that. So we do a little bit there, but it's not the, you know, what would I say, 25 to 35 year old market.
I got a store in like way South Florida that they were just telling me about a guy that they sold him his diamond for each of he's on his third marriage now. And I was like, man, that's a good customer. You know what I mean? So, you know, and...
it happens.
Yeah. I mean, it happens up north, too, but, you know, he's not from down there. He, you know, he's retired to Florida. But...
very few people are. Maybe your age, like all my grandkids and my kids were born in Florida. So they're, you know,
you said my age?
And under...
Do you know how old I am? Have I told you?
Yeah. No. Oh. But I would assume you're in your 30s.
That was very close. Yeah, I just turned 41.
Okay. So you're in between my kids and my grandkids.
There you go. Yep. Yeah. So, what do I want to tell you? Oh, with the custom. So a lot of the jewelers, even the ones that I work with regularly, they don't realize that I have tons of Melly, and like I just helped one of my stores put together an eternity band, an eternity ring, with I think it was like 14 or 18 matched pair shapes, you know, little ones and
odd shapes, yeah,
you know, stuff like that.
I have all the rounds we can use for the next 100 years, I think, but when it comes to you know, color and matching and stuff like that. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass. I'll make sure they know, but I got to run. We're getting
It was awesome talking to you. I love talking to you every time I talk to you. Yeah, it's great. So when are you golfing this week then, if it's nice out?
Saturday afternoon if the weather's nice, Sunday and Monday.
Okay, I'm living vicariously through you, Joyce. All right. And,
well,
and,
yeah, Monday is tennis and golf. Yep, somebody's at the door.
Oh, I'll let you fly.
All right. Bye, honey. Take care.
Thanks, Joyce. All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.